together, two ghosts in love haunting bathrooms forever. I'm so glad they put you in the ground, but I looked and you're still nowhere to be found. Oh, Cedric, I can't believe you are dead. Oh, Cedric, now you're in twilight instead. Way to cross over, I'm not gonna
Hello,
get
welcome over. Welcome to Twilight Myth, the podcast where we talk about anything and everything to do with the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. And we are your hosts. I'm Catherine.
I'm Gerida.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Lindsay.
And today's song of the day is Cedric by the Moon Merchants. It was
love. Mine's a girl's bathroom, so you couldn't stay, but the prefect wants only a few walls away. Oh, Cedric.
And here's Gerida with the news.
Recently, Kristen Stewart, the actress cast as the role of Bella in upcoming movie of Twilight, gave an interview to MTV. She says this about the books. The cool thing about the story is that it is a seemingly wonderful fantasy. Let's fall in love with vampires and live forever. But it's so much harder than that. Imagine living forever. Living one life is hard enough. In more movie news, we received more information on casting, with MTV announcing that Justin Chon was cast as Eric Yorke, Anna Kendrick was cast as Jessica Stanley, and finally it is believed that Cam Bridget has been cast as James. For more info on the film, head over to the Twilight Lexicon. In book news, the release date of Breaking Dawn has been announced. The fourth book in the Twilight series will be released on the 2nd of August this year. The Eclipse Special Edition will hit shelves at 12:01 on the 31st of May. This special edition will feature a first look at the cover of BD as well as an excerpt from the novel. It will be released along with the paperback of New Moon. The end.
As you might have noticed, our song of the day was a little bit different from our usual kind of selection, as it was actually a Harry Potter Twilight fandom cross, if that makes any sense. But anyway, the important thing is that it's a song by a band called the Moaning Myrtles, who are a wizard rock band. And for those who aren't enlightened to what wizard rock is, it's basically songs to do with the Harry Potter series and the Harry Potter fandom. So why are we playing it on a Twilight show? Well, it just so happens that the Moaning Myrtles are big Harry Potter fans, but they're also big Twilight fans. And because Robert Pattinson played Cedric in the fourth Harry Potter movie, and now, as you all probably know, he's playing Edward in the Twilight movie, I suppose they thought they'd do a little funny song melding the two together. Which, as I'm sure you know, because you've listened to the song, is really good. Did you all enjoy it, guys?
It is really good. I love that song.
Yes, and I really like the band The Moaning Myrtles in general. They put out some really good songs. And if you want to get the lyrics or listen to the song on their MySpace, just go to their MySpace, www.myspace.com/TheMoaningMyrtles. And we'd also really like to thank Lauren for sending it to us, and obviously Lauren and Nina for writing and recording the song, because it's a really good song.
The wholeheartedly recommended by us.
Yep,
definitely.
Definitely.
If you're a Harry Potter fan and haven't heard of Wizard Rock, like, go and Google search it.
I'd highly doubt it.
Like, what are you doing?
But, you know, just in case you didn't know, they could be, like, medium-level Harry Potter fans. And not
yeah, and like bigger Twilight fans.
That's true. So go search Wizard Rock on Google and see what you can find. There's lots of great bands. Anyway, back to Twilight. So there was a lot of news this week, or the past 2 weeks. Starting off with Kristen Stewart's interview, which I thought was a pretty nice interview. She said some really good things. What does everyone else think?
I think she seemed really enthusiastic about the whole film, so I was quite pleased at that.
Yeah. Even though it's a pretty short interview, she kind of... It seems like she understands what, like, the underlying theme of the whole thing is, which is really good, because that sometimes can be lost in film adaptations of books, the underlying
yeah.
theme.
Yeah. I'm really happy they're looking to keep in the meadow scene, because she was saying about, like, the trees and stuff, and how Edward, like, circles the meadow in a second. I'm just really happy they're keeping that scene in, because that was one of my favorite scenes of the whole book. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she also gives us some positive feedback about Robert, which, you know, of course she would, but it's still good to hear it. But I definitely think he can play Edward. I have faith in him, even if some other fans do not.
I have faith in him too.
Well, we also found out some more casting details, which was quite exciting, but no Jacob yet, and no Alice yet. But we've got Eric and...
Jessica.
It is Jessica. Yeah, it is Jessica.
Yeah, and James. I have to say, I'm kind of disappointed with these.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
It doesn't look like...
Well, yeah, I really looked at them, like... and I'm just really disappointed.
He looks quite old.
Yeah, he doesn't look like James for me, but, you know... He could change, because just because he's got a picture, they could... Like, I don't know.
That's true.
Just because he has a picture on IMBD, doesn't mean... Did I say that
doesn't
wrong?
Mean he's going to look like...
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to necessarily look like that.
He doesn't strike me as... Oh, he definitely could play James, so we'll just have to see.
I had my heart set on Cillian Murphy. I was so excited to see him be cast, and then he wasn't cast.
See, that's why you don't expect anything from casting, because then you're gonna have a preconceived idea, and then you don't get it.
Yeah. I know!
Oh,
so
no.
Awful.
You just wait for official word.
Exactly. Wait
but
for official.
Have you guys seen the latest post on Stephanie Meyer's website? From what day is it? Oh, from today. It says... they've updated the server so that it doesn't crash next time, that there's big news. And it says, so if hypothetically some major actors are announced, like, soon, then the site won't crash.
I'm reading that post right now. It's like, that's pretty funny. So,
yeah.
It seems
excited.
Like they're going to be announcing...
Me too.
Some...
Jasper, maybe? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, people. Jasper.
But they'll be starting filming soon, so they'll have everybody, I'm sure, by now.
They can't really keep it quiet any longer, because if they start filming, people are going to probably see the actors or know that they're doing
people
something.
People are going to notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you see on MTV saying that they've got the biggest amount of comments for that thing?
Yeah,
so everybody's obviously
that.
Really excited about the film. So they're just going to keep building stuff up and building stuff up so that we don't lose interest, I think. Like, set photos and stuff soon.
That's going to be really exciting.
So what do we think about the other two characters cast, Eric and Jessica? I keep wanting to say Angela, but it's Jessica who's being cast. What do you think about the actors who are going to play them?
Well, for the guy who's playing Eric, Justin, I thought that he was going to play that Eric as soon as I saw a picture of him, because at first I just got the news that he was cast, but they didn't say what he was cast as. I looked at a picture of him, and I just thought, Eric. I don't know why. Eric always struck me kind of like an Asian, but,
Kind of like an Asian?
Like an Asian. Well, he could be played by an Asian. He was that kind of character. And, Justin Chan is actually Korean, I think. He was born in Korea. Most of people know that. So, yeah.
And what about Anna Kendrick as Jessica? Has anyone seen a picture of her? Because I haven't. She looks pretty good as an ordinary person. It works, I think.
Well, I don't think the people who go to her school really have to be particularly special in the way that they look or whatever, because they're just normal kids, basically. They're not playing vampires or werewolves, or they don't really have the biggest part. And they probably won't have that bigger part anyway in the movie.
Okay, so moving on to the more important piece of information that was released today. The release date of Breaking Dawn, August the 2nd. Who's excited?
Me.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really
excited. I ran around screaming. Yeah, I ran around screaming around my basement when I found it.
I didn't know.
My dad was like, what is wrong with you?
I, for some reason, didn't actually think that it would be that early, but then again, that's still summer for America, right? Yes.
For the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Northern Hemisphere, yeah. So that's good, because it's a summer release for America. So that everyone will be able to, well, most kids will be able to read it, depending on when your school goes back.
Do you think we'll have the same release dates for the UK and...
Yeah, I was wondering that. I hope so, because it's quite popular here now. I mean, in Australia now.
Yeah, it's quite popular here now as well.
So I think they probably want to keep it the same.
Eclipse came out ages later.
We got it a couple of weeks later, but that's not a big deal, really.
But we didn't get any of them until ages after America and that, because I remember Lindsay was like, oh yeah, it's a really good book, you should read it. And I kept looking for it, and it wasn't out yet. I just kept going back to the bookstore and trying to see if it was there, and it never was there. And then one day I just like walked into a store, and there was all these New Moons like all piled up. Because obviously Australia had finally caught on that this was a good book series, and it probably was popular in Australia as well.
I don't see why the UK and Australia have to wait so long when they don't have to change anything about the books or anything.
I know.
It's all to do with the market and the number of books they can produce and how much it costs and how much revenue they get back from it.
Seeing as it's more popular now, I think it'll just be straight release.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Hopefully. Depends if we're worth it. Yeah. Australian and the UK markets are big enough.
Well, especially Australia. We don't have a very big population. So it's not a very big money puller in terms of, especially in movies, not necessarily books, but movies definitely. I hope Twilight's released on the same day.
That would be awful if we just have to sit here and wait for like a whole,
yeah,
like 6 months waiting for it to come out.
Well, I don't think 6 months.
Yeah, but it depends if it's a summer release.
It wouldn't wait half a year, Kim. It would be released on one of our holiday breaks. Like, if it's released in summer for the Americans, it'll be released on our July holidays. But anyway, moving on.
Oh, and of course, the paperback New Moon will be coming out on May the 31st.
We've already got paperback New Moon.
Yeah, so do we. I don't understand that either. Lindsay, do you have the paperback New Moon?
I have no idea. I'm trying to think. I know we have paperback Twilight, but I don't think we have paperback New Moon yet.
We do.
We do.
They only sell, I mean, the majority of books they sell, the Twilight series books, they're all paperback. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find a hardback version of Twilight or New Moon or Eclipse in our bookstores.
Really? They're all hardcover here, except for Twilight.
Yeah, we haven't got paperback Eclipse, we've just got hardback Eclipse.
We have paperback all of them. Eclipse, I think, is the one that you're most likely to find a hardback cover of, but most of it's paperback. We don't really have that much hardback here. We don't get a lot of that.
Oh, we get far too many hardbacks.
We've got loads of hardbacks, but Twilight and New Moon are in paperback.
They're all hardback here because people know we're going to pay for them. So they bring out the hardcovers, so they earn
That's
all their
true.
Money over it. And then like 4 years later, they finally release the paperback when nobody else needs it anyway.
My sister's got hardback, Twilight, and New Moon. All the bookshops have just got paperbacks now.
Probably what'll happen is Breaking Dawn will be released, and then the special edition of Eclipse will be released.
But the special edition of Eclipse is going to have the cover art for Breaking Dawn and Eclipse.
Yeah, but I bet they'll already be on the internet by then.
Probably. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, of course I'm going to go buy the book.
I need to buy my own copy of New Moon, so I might wait till that comes out. Check to university. Instead of borrowing my sister's. But I've got my own copy of Twilight paperback.
Okay, and I think that's all the news. I think we've covered everything in the news today. So,
well, I don't know if you guys saw this. Maybe I'm dreaming it, but I swear I saw something on the lexicon that said Stephanie was going to post a passage of Breaking Dawn on her site in May as well. And I doubt that's going to be the same passage as in the book, because then that would be kind of pointless. Like, well, I'm going to post this on my website before the book comes out, but then you're going to go buy the book anyway, just for the same passage. So we might be getting two passages of Breaking Dawn in May.
I think I read that too, but I don't remember exactly what it said, so. But that would be cool if there were two separate ones.
For our main discussion this episode, we're going to concentrate on emails that we have gotten from you guys, the listeners, because we've been asking for emails, so we figured we would dedicate a show to them. That's one of the reasons. Anyway, our first email comes from Teresa, and she says, "Hey guys, first I want to say that I really like your podcast. It's so cool. I'm from Germany, but my father is American, and a big fan of the Twilight books. I have read the first two books in German. Eclipse comes in 2 weeks. And I really like them. I want to read them in English too. I saw your podcast on iTunes. I downloaded it directly. I don't like Jake. I think Bella should choose Edward. He is so sweet and romantic, even though he's quite dangerous. I don't know what happens in Eclipse, so please don't tell me. I'll just wait 2 weeks. I hope she doesn't choose Jake. Rumour has it that she falls in love with Jake. I hope it's not true. She should become a vampire and marry Edward. That's it for now. Love from Germany, Teresa. So the reason why I read that email out is because, A, she's from Germany, and that is really cool. And it's interesting to know that they haven't got Eclipse yet. Well, they probably do by now.
Oh, do you think she should really be listening to this then?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Have we said anything about Eclipse?
Yeah, we had in our first episode, but she may not have listened to that one.
We were like, blah, 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 blah.
If you haven't listened to the first episode yet, don't listen to it. Until you've read Eclipse, don't listen to it. But I think most of our other shows have been okay.
No, I don't think they have.
I think last show was okay. But anyway, just be careful. But it's okay. I think we can still talk about the how she says she doesn't like Jacob, because it's kind of a universal theme throughout the books.
Oh, Marzia should have been here.
Yeah, she really should have been here.
I think a lot of people agree with the sentiment, she should become a vampire and marry Edward. I think most people agree with that. Anyone here not agree with that? I think it'll be interesting if she doesn't, but I'm not going to say I agree with it, because I will get flamed. But, you know.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. I think it would be interesting to find out what happens if that happens.
Exactly, yeah, it would be really interesting.
But I don't think it's a possibility.
No, I don't think so either. Who wants to read our next email? Which is from Cassidy.
So she says, hey guys, okay, so I think that Twilight Talk is the best thing since Stephenie Meyer's actual books, and I have some feedback. What you guys said about Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, I think that Kristen is growing on me, but Robert not so much. I do have a question for you guys. If Bella were to choose Jacob, why do you think she would choose him and not Edward? I thought that if she did choose Jacob, it would be because he is a living human being in a way, so she could do things sooner with him than she could ever do with Edward, which is just my opinion. I would love to hear your answers. Keep on going with Twilight Talk. I know you have a lot of fans down here in Georgia. Thanks for reading, Cassidy.
Oh my god, we have fans.
In Georgia!
Sorry, that's crazy.
I know. Say, and hello to all the Twilight Talk fans in Georgia, and all the Twilight fans in Georgia in general.
Yeah. Hello, I'd like to high-five them all, seriously.
What Cassidy says is, which is true, and we were just talking about Jacob.
Well, she's kind of asking the hypothetical question, if Bella did choose Jacob, why would you think she would choose him? And I think what she says is right when she says, I thought if she did choose Jacob, it would be because he's a living human being in a way. Because that's what Jacob kind of has over Edward. He's more of a human than Edward. But I think most people come to the conclusion that no matter what Jacob does, Bella's probably not going to go for him.
You have to think of all the things that Bella would get out of being with Jacob, because didn't she have like a... Didn't she think about it? And then she thought about actually being with Jacob, and it would mean that she would be able to live a relatively normal life and have kids and stuff, which is something that she couldn't do with Edward.
There's always the possibility that Jacob will imprint on somebody.
Yeah, that is the possibility, because he hasn't yet, and everybody seems to be waiting for him to do so. So dangerous and a bit...
But Edward said he'd be waiting.
Yeah, Edward said he'd be waiting
if that happened anyway, so...
He has all of eternity to wait. He's not going anywhere. But also another thing is that Jacob, because he's a werewolf, is really dangerous. And Edward's dangerous too, but Edward has a kind of a self-control that is kind of... I think it's kind of... Even though both Edward and Jacob, werewolves and vampires, have an issue with self-control, and because they're so much stronger than ordinary human beings, I think werewolves are a lot more unpredictable. And... We see that with
Sam.
Sam, yeah, that's right, Sam. And there's always the possibility that Jacob could lash out on Bella if they ever got together. But to me, it's kind of... I kind of see it as the vampires are actually less dangerous, as in the vampires themselves.
Well, Edward has had however many years of... over 100 years or whatever of practicing being in control and being a vegetarian... Whereas Jacob hasn't. He's only recently made that transition to being a werewolf. So it's all a bit different for him, whereas Edward has had a lot of practice. So they're still both dangerous to Bella. Either way you look at it. So our next email is from Tiffany, and she writes, "Your podcast is amazing. I can't wait for the next one. I've been thinking about your last episode when you were talking about Alice, and I was curious as to why Bella is immune to the special powers of Edward and to the Volturi, but Alice can still see Bella's future. Bella is immune to every vampire's power except Alice. I thought that was interesting. Also, for some reason, I can't stop thinking about how Bella will get away with turning into a vampire and kind of staying away from her family. Obviously, Charlie and Renee would notice that Bella isn't aging, and of course they would try to contact her after a few years. How do you think this will play out? Do you think she'll lose complete contact with her parents?" So, she raises a really good point about Bella being immune to the special powers of Edward and the Volturi. Alice can still see Bella's future.
I think we've talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Yes, Stephanie actually answered this question. She said that Alice can see Bella's future because it doesn't actually involve her mind. Like, Alice can see the outcome of her decisions, but she couldn't see the decisions behind them. And like Jasper, she's not immune to Jasper's talent because Jasper actually deals with her body and not her thoughts. Like, she's actually angry. He can actually calm down her system, but he doesn't know why she's angry or why she's afraid or whatever. So she's immune to Edward and the girl in the Volturi, Jane. She's immune to them because Edward actually reads her thoughts and Jane just gives you the impression that you're in pain, but the other people actually deal with the outcomes of situations and other stuff, so she's safe in her own mind.
Well, I think that pretty much answers that question. I like that explanation. Thumbs up to Stephanie for creating. That's a good explanation. Well, it's a good explanation, isn't it? It's not just something like, it's good because it shows that she really thinks about what she writes. Which, of course, she does. Otherwise, these books would not be good enough for us to make a podcast out of, which they are, obviously. I like when authors answer those questions with in-detail answers. It shows that they really think about what they're doing. With the next question, we've talked about a lot that Tiffany brings up about Charlie and Renee noticing that Bella have kind of made some strange decisions and isn't really the same as normal after being turned into a vampire. We've talked about that quite a lot. And I don't think we've really come up with very much of a conclusion because it really, hopefully, we'll get to see what's going to happen to Bella and about our post-vampire, Bella-vampire stuff in Breaking Dawn.
Yeah, I don't think she'll be able to see her family again.
I think she might have to tell them the truth, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
I think
you
that's
notice? Because it's kind of interesting, because all the other vampires have either been supposedly dead, like all the Cullen family, the Cullen, Coven, are all either supposedly dead or nobody really cared about them before, so they didn't have any other family members to watch out for them. But short of faking Bella's death, which I can't see happening, it's going to be interesting how she severs ties with her family, because
unless she's in a real life or death situation. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off again.
Yeah, we talked about that, a few episodes ago, about how maybe the way she's going to get turned into a vampire is that she's going to be in a life or death situation and then she'll get turned then. But, yeah. Also, maybe if you think of the other way around, maybe all her family members we'll all get killed off and then it wouldn't matter. And that would be a bit convenient, but I don't think that's happening.
I mean, that'd also be a bit drastic, but you never know.
Yeah.
Like, you never know. Take this for a plot point. We're killing the entire town of Forks just so we can get this plot point.
Renee and Charlie
get
killed in some sort of horrific car accident or something, I don't know. But yeah, I don't see that happening, but it's a possibility. And that would solve the solution of her having to tell her parents what she's going to do. But, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway,
we've got Taylor's email. This is her second email, by the way. Emailed in to tell her a favourite quote, but then after listening to our fifth podcast again, she sent in a question, a kind of a rebuttal of sorts.
The email says, "Hey, it's Taylor. I just listened to your fifth podcast again and I disagree with what you guys said about Alice living through Bella. I think that Alice is trying to make sure that Bella experiences all the human experiences possible the right way before she is changed. By the way, I love your show and can't wait to hear the next show. Also, in one of your shows, you were talking about who should be Alice in the next movie. I like Rachel Lee Cook, but I think that Natalie Portman would do a great job as Alice. So, what do we think?
I think it's interesting she brings out the point that Alice is trying to make Bella be as human as possible before she becomes a vampire, which is a different thing to what I said. I think I said it last week, how Alice was living through Bella. And I think that could be true as well, because it makes sense.
Yeah, it's all down to interpretation of the individual, I suppose.
That also lends itself to the somewhat of a theory, I guess, that Alice already saw Bella becoming a vampire and she doesn't want her to miss out on anything. So she's like, do what you can now while you're still human.
But does Alice have any measure of time in her visions? She doesn't know when it's going to happen?
I don't think so. I don't see any reason why she wouldn't have seen Bella becoming a vampire at the moment, because it's firmly in Bella's mind that she is going to become a vampire. So I don't see why she wouldn't have seen that, really, unless there is a time frame, obviously. But that's good for
you. See, because she's not really, as we discussed last week, she's not really seeing the future. She's seeing a possible outcome of, well, the probable outcome of the decisions that people have made. So she's not technically seeing the future, because Bella could change her mind, one day and decide, no, I'm not going to get married to Edward, and no, I don't want to become a vampire, and it would be completely different. It's not necessarily telling the future, but as just to telling the outcome of the decision that people have made. It's a very interesting type vision-y thing.
That's true, but I think by the time she starts sort of, making Bella try to be as human as she can, I think she sort of realizes that she's not going to change her mind no matter what happens. So she's kind of resigned to the fact that Bella's not going to change her mind. Nobody else is going to make Bella change her mind, because she's so set on her course that she's kind of just given up and thinking, well, this is going to be the future, so I might as well work with what I have.
But I don't think Alice is upset in any way of
Bella
becoming
not
a vampire.
At all.
I think she's quite excited, because it's kind of adventurous and risky. And it always struck me that Alice kind of liked that kind of behaviour.
What do you guys think of her casting suggestion that Natalie Portman would do a great job as Alice?
I think it's definitely interesting casting, because, Natalie Portman, small and pixie-like. But, I highly doubt that she would be cast as Alice, but you never know. She could do a pretty good job if she was. She did happen to be cast as Alice. I don't really... As I said before, I don't really have any preconceived ideas too much about the actual casting. I know what the characters look like in my mind. What does everyone else think?
Well, I think Natalie Portman's a great actress, so I think she would do a good job. But definitely. I just don't know yet. I'm just going to wait.
I don't think... Would Natalie Portman do that kind of movie? I guess she would. But,
if she wanted to.
If she wanted to. She's pretty old now, though, but then...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, she's 20, she's in her mid-20s at least. I'm not really sure, I can't remember. So, and Alice was 19 when she was turned, so I don't know.
But that actress who's been cast as Jessica, she's 20.
Robert's 21.
She's 22.
The only person who's close to the age is Kristen, but, the magic of movies. They can make people look younger than they actually are. I don't think it's an unreasonable casting suggestion, the fact that I have confidence if Natalie Portman was cast as Alice, that she couldn't do it. But I reckon she could, but I just don't think it's likely. But you never know. It could happen. And our last point question from one of our... Lindsay, what would you call it? Christine's point.
I don't know. She just kind of posted on the forums, so... Okay. Christine says, "Hey guys, I'm rereading Twilight, and as I was reading Blood Type, an idea popped into my head. Since Bella has such a phobia of blood and how just looking at it makes her sick, will that make a difference when she becomes a vampire? If she's so put off by blood, will that make her less inclined to want to drink people's blood and therefore make it easier for her to become a vegetarian? Bella also says she can, quote-unquote, smell blood, even when Edward observes that humans can't actually smell blood. I wonder if that will make a difference when she becomes a vampire as well. What do you all think? I think that's a really good
point. I think that's a very good question. Very good question. I think it's interesting that she brings up the fact that Bella doesn't like blood, and I think it's entirely plausible that Bella could find it easy to become a vegetarian vampire because she doesn't like seeing blood. But it's also interesting to bring up too, along with that, is that another reason that she could find it easy to become a vegetarian is because she will have so much human memory, and being like actually wanting to become a vampire rather than just accidentally or being made to become one could also help in that. I'm just saying that could contribute to it, as well as the fact that Bella doesn't like blood. She faints at the sight of blood and all that sort of stuff.
I agree with what you said. She was saying that Bella says she can smell blood when Edward says that humans can't. So what's up with that?
I think that just shows that she's kind of special in a way, like how she smells so good to most vampires, and how Edward can't read her thoughts and the Volturi can't either. And that's just one of the things that makes her different from the normal human.
It's like she was born to be a vampire.
I was just going to say that.
Well, Bella also, born to be a vampire.
Don't you think it's slightly ironic that she doesn't like blood, yet she wants to be turned into a vampire who feeds on blood? But, you know.
Yeah, very ironic.
I mean, I know she's not turning into a vampire because she wants to drink blood, because Edward's a vampire and the only way they can be together is that she's a vampire. But still, that's slightly ironic.
I don't think she's actually really thought about that in her instance. I don't think she's actually thought about that at all. She's just like, I want to be a vampire. I don't care. So I think
she kind of thought about how she's going to be dangerous, but she hasn't really thought about the actual mechanics of why she's dangerous. Because she's dangerous because she can smell people's blood and she likes to drink blood if you're a vampire.
Yeah.
So
it could also really have the opposite effect. If she hates blood when she's human, she could like actually really love it when she's a vampire.
Oh, that could be interesting. Or she could go completely the other way and just like blood so much that she dies because she can't drink any of it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Somehow. No, that's kind of outrageous.
That's a bit strange. Really good question. We like creative questions. It was a creative question. We like creative questions because it means we can talk about them a lot. And talking creates content, and content creates a longer show. So thank you to all the people who sent in their emails and their questions and their feedback. We really like getting it, and don't stop, keep sending stuff in. If you disagree with what we're saying, send stuff in too. We like to hear your opinions as well.
Because we have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Our email address is twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, send all your emails in there, and we'll get back to more contact details at the end of the show. But for now, we'll move on to favourite quotes, which, thanks to the people who have sent in emails today, we've got quite a few this week. So we'll start off with Tiffany's. Okay.
So Tiffany, this is what she has to say about her favourite quotes. I have lots of favourite quotes. One of them is Emmett. Fall down again, Bella. Bella. No, I just punched a werewolf in the face. And then her next one is Edward. Afraid of a needle, he muttered to himself under his breath, shaking his head. Oh, a sadistic vampire, intent on torturing her to death. Sure, no problem. She runs off to meet him. And Ivy, on the other hand? ... And then Tiffany goes on to say, I think those are hilarious. Well, keep up the good work, guys, Tiffany.
They're pretty good quotes. I like the fall down again, Bella. No, I just punched a werewolf in the face.
I just got that.
Yeah, I was off that one.
I realised, okay. That was funny.
That's pretty funny.
Sorry. Well, I didn't get it while I was reading. It was like, okay, that's a bit odd. But then I realised when she punched Jacob, she fell over. Yeah, anyway.
I like the needle quote because it ties into the the stuff that we were talking about with her thing against blood, but it's fun. It shows up the irony, which is good, and it's nice because it ties into what we were just saying. Okay, so our next favourite quote comes from Taylor, who sent in a quote. And her quote goes, she writes, "I have a favourite quote from Twilight. It is when Edward is describing how Bella smells to him. He says, 'Yes, you're exactly my brand of heroine. I just thought it was funny and very creative. Good job, Taylor.'" And I can't believe we haven't mentioned this quote, because this quote is everywhere. Everybody
it
has
really
it
is.
On their little MySpace quote section, and on avatars and icons and everything everywhere. So I cannot believe we had not. When I read this email, I'm like, how can we not have mentioned that quote? Very kind of.
It's really short, and it's really it kind of describes Edward. It's kind of describing one of the reasons why Edward is so attracted to Bella, because she smells so nice to him.
Yeah. People seem to really like the quote. And I think. Oh no. Okay. Is that all the quotes we have this week? Did I forget anyone's?
No, that's it, I think.
That's it, okay. So that's all the quotes we have for this week. And it's kind of a short show today. Well, I don't know, is it? Is it a short show today? Probably will be a short show. And hopefully we'll be back with a... I don't know what to say.
Great guest.
This main discussion wasn't really as organised as it usually is, because we are at school. Well, Joan and I went back to school this
on
week
Monday.
For the first week of the last year of school. So we weren't as organised as we perhaps would have been. But anyway, contact details. Jared, can you run them off for me?
If you would like to email us to tell us your comments or suggestions, or even send us a favourite quote, just email us at twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send us mail through our Podomatic site, twilighttalk.podomatic.com. Just follow the links. And we also have a MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/twilighttalk.
Yeah, and if you go on this MySpace, you should like add all our MySpaces that are on the top friends as well.
Yeah. Feel free to add us if you're a fan of Twilight Talk as well. As well as befriending our Twilight Talk MySpace.
And leave us comments on our MySpace page, because if they're interesting, we'll read them out too, as well as emails, so.
Yeah, yeah. We'll read out anything.
Yeah, any kind of feedback, we'll read out.
Yep. We love feedbacks. And is that it? That's it, isn't it? Oh, well, we also have... Oh, no! Yes,
bye,
vote for us at Podcast Alley. We're slowly climbing the ranks. I think we were at number 140 when I checked. But
really?
which sounds impressive, but I think we've only got 5 votes or something. So... There must be a lot of podcasts on Podcast Alley that don't get votes every month. So, vote for the month of February, and we can slowly climb into maybe only double figures rather than triple figures. So, yeah. That's at podcastalley.com.
I think that's it for today's show, and... Don't forget to email us or contact us in
We've already said that, Catherine.
We won't say it again. Thank you for listening
to today's
show.
We could be shameless about it. If it means more emails, I think we should be shameless about it.
Yeah, emails are good. We love emails. I don't know. It's just that... It's just when you get an email, you feel loved. Especially
yeah,
the
people. Definitely.
So, we're wrapping up today's show once again.
I feel like we should have some drums. I don't know why.
What?
Some drums at the background of the ending, like on podcasts.
Oh,
yeah, that's
theme
right.
Music. We should have theme music. That would be the coolest thing ever. Somebody should make theme music for us.
Yeah, if anyone likes making theme music and they want to make theme music for us, we'll welcome theme music. Because...
Theme music.
Yeah.
It'd be so awesome.
Okay, so...
I was going to make some, but I don't have any software. Anyway...
So thank you for listening to today's show, and we hope you enjoyed it. And so thank you once again to Lauren for sending us the track Cedric so we can use it as our song of the day. Very much appreciated. And thank you to all those people who send in emails with their questions and comments. They're really well received and we love getting them. So we hope you have a good week or 2 weeks.
Oh gosh, do you think Lauren's going to listen to this now?
I wonder if
you
will.
I don't know.
So, we are your hosts. I'm Catherine.
I'm Gerida.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Lindsay.
Hi, everyone. Without you, I am so sullied.